Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that faces danger abroad in every direction. There is a persuasive column, it seems to me, that suggests that the war in Ukraine, with all of its costs and all of its horror and all of its misery, may end up actually resembling another conflict many years ago that forced the United States into a position that actually ended up benefiting our country enormously. What other war are we talking about? Korea. Why is the Ukraine conflict like the Korean conflict, which so many Americans have forgotten about? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And there is a report, front page of the Seattle Times on this holiday edition on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, that deaths of homeless people in King County soared in 2022. What is so strange about this is when they break down what those 300 homeless people died of, what caused their deaths. We will get to that surprising and somewhat shocking news as well. And then there's also analysis about the presidential campaign to come. Will the presidential campaign be all about the who took the most documents and hid them the most and handled the situation worst? And I don't think it's going to be about missing classified documents. There's already a persuasive piece that's on its way to the circulation in the greater chambers of public opinion that says, why does all this stuff need to be classified anyway? Is it possible we just classify too much stuff? Or are they just saying that because now it's Biden who was caught with what? It's a total, I believe they're now saying, of 16 documents that were found either at the Penn University of Pennsylvania Biden Institute office or in the Biden garage or in the Biden personal library. Who knows? We will get to that also on the Michael Medved Show. And then Kellyanne Conway, who has been relatively quiet. She is not one of those former Trump top aides, and there are, frankly, there are about 40 of them who have either given evidence against President Trump or written books about President Trump. And this goes back to early in his administration. He may get his associates to sign non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, but it doesn't seem to stop them from telling tales out of school. But not Kellyanne Conway. She does have a book, I believe, which has either just been released or it's on the way. But she has a column in the New York Times under the heading, The Case for and Against Donald Trump in 2024. Now, if you're reading Kellyanne Conway, who is a dedicated conservative all her life, It's pretty much a given that the case for Trump that she tries to make in her column is going to be a little bit more emphasized than the case against him. Well, she says, Mr. Trump's track record reminds Republican primary voters of better days not that long ago. Accomplishments on the economy, energy, national security, trade deals and peace deals, the drug crisis and the southern border. He can also make a case, one that will resonate with Republicans, about the unfairness and hypocrisy of social media censorship and alleged big tech collusion, as recent and ongoing revelations show. Mr. Trump, as a former president, can also be persuasive with Republican primary voters and some independents in making a frontal attack on the Biden administration's feckless management of the economy, reckless spending, and lack of urgency and competence on border control and crime. Now, she allows accomplishing this will not be easy. Mr. Trump has both political assets to carry him forward and political baggage holding him back. For Mr. Trump to succeed, it means fewer insults and more insights. A campaign that centers on the future, not the past, and that channels the people's grievances and not his own. And that's actually very beautifully written. And she's obviously right. Fewer insults, more insights, a campaign that centers on the future, not the past, and that channels the people's grievances and not his own. What do you think the chances are, Kellyanne, that President Trump, and you know him very well, is going to give up his own grievances, is going to stop talking about the stolen election, and the stolen election in Arizona this time, and the stolen election in Pennsylvania last time? They just did in Lycoming County in Pennsylvania, 60,000 ballots recounted by hand. It took them a great deal to, and boy, it showed that they actually helped Joe Biden by cutting short 8 votes that he should have gotten. And President Trump, actually, they cut short. He was denied 15 votes he should have gotten. This is out of hundreds of thousands. It's 1/100 of 1% that would have changed. It would have changed the final total. And by the way, what's crazy about this story, and you read about this and all the commentary and how they demanded it, and they went through this full by hand recount, and this is not for the election of 2022, it's for the election of 2020. And Trump carried Lycoming County by 69%. It was where he won. And they demanded a recount. In any event, and it turns out that yes, it gained 8 votes net for President Trump. Not 80, not 800, 8. In any event, she says a campaign that centers on the future, not the past, that centers, that channels the people's grievances and not his own. And a reclamation, she says, of the forgotten Americans who ushered him into the White House the first time and who are suffering economically under Mr. Biden. The case against Trump, she says, rests in some combination of fatigue and self-inflicted sabotage. Fear that he cannot outrun the mountain of legal woes, the call to move on. A feeling that he is to blame for underwhelming Republican candidates in 2022. And the perception that other Republicans are less to blame for 2022 and have more recent records as conservative reformers. And then she shows why she hasn't signed up yet for the Trump re-election campaign or the new Trump campaign. She says he also doesn't have, this is President Trump, the Republican primary field or the debate stage to himself. If one person challenges Mr. Trump, it is likely to be 6. Or so, who will jump into the race and try to test him too. Possible primary challengers to Mr. Trump include governors with impressive records and huge reelection victories, like Ron DeSantis of Florida, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, a name you don't often hear, and Greg Abbott of Texas. Those who wish to take on Mr. Trump frontally and try to move the party past him, like Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, and former Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. Those who can lay legitimate claim to helping realize Trump-era accomplishments, like former Vice President Mike Pence and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And others who wish to expand the party's recent down-ballot gains. She doesn't mention DeSantis. Strange. Coming up, we will talk about majorities of Americans who recognize the existence of white privilege? We'll get to that and more on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Against Donald Trump, Kellyanne Conway actually goes forward and lists the formidable challengers that might take on President Trump. But given the fact that, according to all the polls, Governor DeSantis is the most prominent of them, she doesn't give him special standing at all. She does talk about that there are governors who want party leadership to go elsewhere, either current governors or former governors. And she mentions Brian Kemp of Georgia, former Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. And she says, and there are those who can lay legitimate claim to helping realize Trump-era accomplishments, like former Vice President Mike Pence. Does anyone really think Mike Pence has a chance of winning the nomination? He's a good guy, and he could be an important part of a new Republican administration. But to win the nomination when President Trump is likely to not be a supporter or supportive of Mike Pence or his candidacy at all, given the fact that they parted not on great terms. And there's also former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's lost a ton of weight, which is usually an indication of political revitalization, and others who wish to expand the party's recent down-ballot gains in racial and gender diversity to the presidential level, like former Governor Nikki Haley and Senator Tim Scott, both of South Carolina. She says, these are serious and substantive men and women, all of whom would be an improvement over Mr. Biden. Okay? For now, though, these candidates are like prospective blind dates. Voters and donors project onto them all that they desire in a perfect president, but until one faces the Klieg lights and is subjected to raw, relentless, often excessive scrutiny and unfair and inaccurate claims, there is no way to suss out who possesses the requisite metal and metal. That's metal, M-E-T-A-L, and metal, M-E-T-T-L-E. She concludes in all of this, and that this is going to be a very unpredictable, is going to be a very rocky race. It's not going to be a coronation of a third nomination for Donald J. Trump. Republicans also, she cautions, must invest in and be vocal about early voting. This is a competition for ballots, not just votes. As ridiculous as it was to vote nearly 2 months before Election Day and count the votes for 3 weeks thereafter, some of the state-based COVID-compelled measures for voting are now permanent. If these are the rules, adapt or die politically. And then she concludes, whether the 2024 presidential election will be a cage rematch of Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump, oh, please no, or a combination of other candidates remains to be seen. Each of them has in the past defied the odds and beaten more than a dozen intra-party rivals to win their prospective primaries. She's talking about Trump and Biden. Each of them now faces calls for change, questions about the handling of classified documents, heaven help us, and questions about age. Yes, that especially. For voters, vision matters. Winning the presidency is hard. Only 45 men, won twice, she means Grover Cleveland, have been president. Hundreds have tried, many of them being told, you can win, even as they were losing. Success lies in having advisors who tell you what you need to know, not just what you want to hear. And in listening to the people who have the final say. That thing about success lies in having advisors who tell you what you need to know, not just what you want to hear. I think she's looking for a job. She's asking, I mean, again, did she represent that kind of advisor for President Trump? Who knows? He is meant to read this and to look at that and say, oh, yeah, Kellyanne. She helped turn my campaign around the first time. Maybe she will do it again. Meanwhile, in terms of polling, there is a new University of Massachusetts poll that shows that majorities of Americans recognize the existence of white privilege. 53% says white privilege is real. and they express anger that racism still exists. 67%. What, the other 33% are not angry that racism still exists? They accept it? Yeah, racism, we like it. We're comfortable with that. That makes us feel familiar. While 52% of Americans... 52% of Americans disagree that racial problems are rare and isolated. Okay. Again, I think what you're seeing here is that Americans are not stupid. They're not blind. And anyone who follows the news at all, or even follows developments in your neighborhood, knows that there are incidents of racism that... And it's not just isolated incidents. It still is a factor. Everyone who's attempted to measure it measures that racial inequality and racial bias plays some role in American life. But see, this is the problem with CRT, with critical race theory. It is a factor, but it is not the only factor. And we were talking today with the former head of the NAACP, Ben Jealous, who was making the point that one of the blindnesses that is encouraged by the focus on racism is not recognizing that, okay, there may be such a thing as white privilege. All other things being equal, it's probably easier for people whose skin is not dark because they still represent. We still represent, I could say, the majority of people in this country. But the idea that once you have white skin, you've got it made in the shade, and you're already well ahead, that overstates the significance of race. And there's also this about the deaths of homeless people. The front page, huge headline, right under the picture of Martin Luther King, and it says Martin Luther King Jr. Day, deaths of homeless people in King County soared in 2022. And what was the biggest factor so that the number of homeless people has doubled, more than doubled? The idea of those 300 homeless people who basically died on the streets. What caused those deaths, and how does the city establishment propose to protect people? We'll get to that embarrassing answer coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast. There he said we should be following Dr. King's teachings and words.
Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward. We just have to look back. We got to be prepared.
He also explained how much his administration has done for minorities. Six people are dead after a shooting in the California town of Goshen, southeast of Fresno. Two of the victims, a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Police believe there are at least two suspects who were involved in this shooting, which they say is gang-related. TikTok has now been at least partially banned from government devices in more than half of the United States. The Chinese-linked video app is being targeted over security concerns. According to a CNN analysis, governors and state agencies have taken aim at the app because they're concerned user data could be stolen. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
And you can't blame the pandemic. The number of homeless people who died in King County, Washington, home of City of Seattle, the number of homeless people who died in 2020 was 180. In 2021, it was 188. And then bingo! In 2022, last year, 310. That's if you go back to 2019, that's literally double. It's almost exactly double the number of people who died in 2019. Now, what did they die of? And what it says here, and this is from the Seattle Times, and it's a front page story, together with the story of the shootings that greeted the new police chief that were all over town, where we desperately need more police officers. And they are trying, at least Chief Diaz, who I think is basically a good guy, was just appointed, trying to recruit new police officers, but desperately needed. And that would also help the mass death of homeless people. But, okay, the 310 deaths in 2022... It says 10 people died from hypothermia or environmental exposure, according to the medical examiner. 7 died from suicide. And many more died from natural causes at a much younger age than is typical. guess what? Living out in the streets or on the sidewalk or in parks or in school parking lots is not good for you. The average age of death for people presumed homeless in King County last year was 48. If you're not homeless, it's about 78 in King County. It's just appalling and so sad. While drug use always ranks high as a driver of deaths for people who are homeless, other factors cause the majority of deaths in average years. Paige Killinger, who oversees homeless outreach in Soto, that's south of downtown neighborhood near the stadiums, said that for many of her clients, getting into housing is a matter of life and death. Killinger said her team worked with a client this fall to find housing using an emergency housing voucher, which the federal government created as part of the American Rescue Plan Act to get more people into housing. The client was one day from moving into her new space, Killinger said, when she died from an overdose. She kept telling caseworkers that if she stayed on the street, she'd die. And she did, said Killinger. Okay, let's stop here for a moment. And this is what drives me crazy, is there is this idea that no one in this housing that is provided by the government, that no one will use drugs, that no one will stop having access to, that, and no one will have access to fentanyl anymore. And the idea that you are protected simply because you get to move into a tiny house is fallacious. The numbers in Seattle in 2022, 7 suicides, 9 undetermined, 18 homicides, that's murders, 35 natural deaths, that's people just dying at a younger age because they're homeless, 78 accidents, as they describe it, which can include drug overdoses, and then 160 accidents that are fentanyl-related drug overdoses. More than half, far more than half, of all the deaths of homeless people are from fentanyl. So, just a word here. If you're in the habit of giving money out of the goodness of your heart, and I know that people are very well motivated, to people who are living on the street, you may be killing them. Because the fentanyl is not free. They're not giving it out. People are purchasing it. And the entire need to construct, make it easier for people to get the drugs that they use to kill themselves and to blight their lives and to blight the city, this makes no sense. Killinger, who is this a woman who is trying the best she can to find places for people to stay, she says it's exhausting for people working in homeless services, I can imagine, which have seen significant labor shortages during the pandemic, to be so close to so much preventable death and despair. It's hard to keep people in this work when it's constant death, she said. You can feel for them. And yes, it is obvious that this is a tragic situation that needs vastly more attention to the psychiatric dimension and to the addiction dimension than simply the idea of placing people in different housing circumstances and hoping that everything improves for them. There's a headline in the Wall Street Journal. It talks about Ukraine, Japan, and the Korean War's 21st century parallel. And they point out that the meeting that just took place between President Biden and Fumio Kishida, who is the prime minister of Fumio Kishida, is the prime minister of Japan, that nowhere is this more evident, the parallel with Korea, than in Japan, whose prime minister Fumio Kishida visits the White House on Friday. following historic changes in Tokyo's national security and military strategies. Among the bold moves announced last month, a pledge to double defense spending to 2% of gross domestic product by 2027 and to add powerful new capabilities such as long-range missiles to its arsenal. This means that Japan, currently the world's ninth largest military spender, could move to third place within 5 years, behind only the U.S. and China. Already this year, its defense budget is due to grow more than 25%. Tokyo's embrace of realpolitik is a gift to the free world. It's also been anything but abrupt. Japan has been slowly modernizing its military and its national security institutions over the past decade with an eye toward an increasingly assertive China. But officials say Russia's attack on Kyiv helped accelerate these efforts in ways unthinkable 12 months ago. As Mr. Kishida warned last year in previewing the shift, Ukraine today could be East Asia tomorrow. And what Van Sertchuk, who is a global analyst, brings up is that in 1950 was the Korean War, is forcing the West to get serious about defense a continent away. And he makes a point historically which is correct, which is that when North Korea did something that no one expected, no one predicted, it invaded, mass invasion of South Korea, that what that led to is more spending, more focus, more attention to protecting our allies in Europe, because we had not paid much attention to that. We were done with war, we hoped, because of the experience in World War II. But with the attack on Korea, that meant getting serious about Europe. What they're saying now is with Russia's attack on Ukraine, it is forcing the West and our allies like Japan and Korea and even the Philippines to get more serious about participating and protecting Europe, even though it's far away. We will be right back on the MedVet Show with classified documents and the latest. Coming up.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, for Trump and Biden, maybe they can explain their fascination with classified documents, taking them home or shipping them home or storing them in the garage or whatever happened to those classified documents. Explain it as some form of addiction, right? Because then nobody's to blame because it's an illness, it's a sickness. There is this from the world of addiction. A deputy in Western Colorado made a traffic stop and, in fact, had a little bit more than he was bargaining for. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says one of its deputies pulled over a car for phony license plates and ended up recovering roughly tens of thousands of fentanyl pills. They say as many as 60,000 fentanyl pills. That can kill a lot of people. The traffic stop happened on I-70 near Fruta, Colorado, last week. Following the traffic stop, the sheriff's office says the driver consented to his car being searched, which indicates he may have been taking some other kinds of pills. Upon a voluntary search of the vehicle, the deputy discovered an estimated 60,000 blue pills consistent with fentanyl, 5 ounces of cocaine, and a large sum of U.S. currency. The sheriff's office wrote in a news release. Okay, just a question here. What are you thinking when the cop... says he's going to search your car, and he'd like to search your car, and he has to get your permission to do it, unless he has some probable cause. And you have a bunch of currency and 60,000 fentanyl pills and some cocaine left over. What sense does it make to say, oh, go ahead, officer, you search. Find what you will. I mean, it's appalling. There's also this commentary concerning the classified documents. There's a guy named Fernand Amandi, who is a political consultant almost entirely to Democrats. And he says that Biden's scandal with the classified documents is just like hitting a car if you're driving on a rural road. That? What? And you hit another car with fentanyl in it? Is that what it is? Okay, here's what he said. Clip three.
Oh, I don't see any damage for Biden and the Democrats. I do, however, see a continuing problem for the non-base Republican voter. Any American voter who is a non-MAGA base voter will see this for what it is. And the more they draw this contrast and try and create what is clearly a false equivalency, Corey, I think it's going to blow up in their face. I mean, if you want a quick metaphor, this with the classified documents and Vice President Biden, it's the equivalent of, you know, driving on a country rural road. You maybe take your eyes off the car in front of you for a second. You hit the car, and then you pull over. Nobody's watching. You call the police. You call the insurance. You report it. You fill out the paperwork, and you move on in your life. By comparison, what Trump has done is the equivalent of someone with 10 DUIs driving in the middle of downtown without a driver's license, crashing into the police station lobby, and then walking away from the scene of the crime, saying that your rights are being impeded on. It's absurd.
That was a pretty realistic sound effect. Chris Christie thinks it's absurd that they had this information about Biden's documents, and they hid the information just in days before the midterm election. Here's what Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, had to say. Clip 8.
If you substituted President Trump for President Biden in the Biden situation, there would be lots of people on the Democratic side who would be jumping to the conclusion that Trump knew it, directed it, and should be held responsible for it. I don't hear that about Biden now. And here's the problem. The problem is he withheld this from the American people for 6 days prior to a midterm election, and I don't know why and who made that decision.
Cooperation. Versus
that's not cooperation, hiding it.
Cooperation is when you call in the National Archives, and the National Archives IG calls the DOJ. That's cooperation. Now, maybe
documents are the American people's documents.
Conference.
They're the American people's documents, Donna. They deserve to know.
Okay, again, they're the American people's documents, yeah, but they're supposed to be still classified in the National Archives. Representative Comer, James Comer, who is going to be the chief investigator of the many, 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 many Republican investigators who are going to be busy as beavers going after all things Biden. Representative Comer was on CNN, and he made the same point that it's very hard to argue that Biden wasn't thinking about the election coming up a few days to go when he found out about these documents. The reason it's very hard to argue that is because everybody was thinking about the election. It was almost there. It was just 6 days before. Listen, this is Representative Comer on CNN.
The fact that it was right before a midterm election, a very important midterm election that was close, that was going to determine the balance of power in Congress, the fact that they had they were quick to call for a special counsel with Trump, it seems political here. It seems hypocritical. It seems like a double standard, and that's our concern. I have jurisdiction as chairman of the House Oversight Committee over the National Archives. This is the agency that I'm most frustrated with, to be honest with you, Jake, because they have not been transparent at all. They should be briefing both myself and now Ranking Member Raskins, who will be your next guest on the show, about what's going on here. They never did tell us about November 2nd. We've asked questions about what went on with Mar-a-Lago. Why was Mar-a-Lago raided, but the president's home not? Why are the president's lawyers still allowed to go rummage through looking for documents after a special counsel's has been appointed?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's not fair. We just want equal treatment.
Okay. Equal treatment. Well, they will be equally enthusiastic, or at least equally enthusiastic, in investigating all of these matters. So should you investigate a new Western? I'm very fond of Westerns. It's one of my favorite kinds of movies. And this is a Western that has some of the trimmings and some of the echoes of some of the great Hollywood Westerns of the past. And it stars Nicolas Cage, who can be a great leading man. So what about watching the old way? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Nicolas Cage plays a one-time gunslinger, now a peaceful shopkeeper in the Old West. But when his wife is brutally murdered by a gang of ruthless thugs, he sets out with his young daughter to seek revenge in The Old Way, now playing in theaters.
Tell me the names of the men who did this.
As long as that little girl is alive, there's no room for vengeance.
You're protecting a killer from another killer.
There's a strong supporting performance by young Ryan Keira Armstrong as the main character's plucky daughter. But Nicolas Cage himself mostly sleepwalks through a predictable movie that tries to play tribute to Western classics by carefully recycling some of their classic elements. It's rated R for often intense violence, just two stars for The Old Way that does seem old and tired. Okay, that's not a reference to the presidential candidates, that old and tired. There are a bunch of more lively gubernatorial candidates who didn't make it last time. For instance, Carrie Lake. She now has a new threat. She says if she is not made Arizona governor, then, quote, America will turn into Venezuela. What exactly does that mean with millions of people leaving our country and trying to go where? To Venezuela or Mexico? Who knows? A kinder, gentler Taliban wants face coverings for mannequins, not just people. And one of the leading crime bosses in the world, in Sicily, in fact, has been arrested finally after hiding out for 3 decades. How'd they get him? He was waiting in line for something. What was it? We will tell you next time. And according to Sheila Jackson Lee, she has a brand new bill she's introducing in Congress, in the House, to end white supremacy by criminalizing new forms of hate speech. How would that work? We will get to that and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.